Howdy, folks. I'm Mark. Today I'm joined by Landry Smith. Landry, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. We can get right into it because we have 11 and a half minutes to talk about video games. So over the past few years, I feel like the gaming community has begun to really rue the cinematic trailer or the CGI trailer, whatever you want to call it. There's the ones where you get a bit of the story or kind of the vibe, but has no footage of the game actually being played. And they're usually punctuated by a coming soon or now in development or a year that's presumably not going to happen. But when we covered the announcements from this past summer's, I wrote down E3 in my notes. Now, I don't think it was E3. I think it was like just
the summer of gaming.
Oh, yes. That. But this past summer of gaming, provided by Jeff Keighley, you did not seem as bothered by the CGI trailers there. So we got a little bit on a tangent about them, and you were starting to convince me that they're not so bad. So I want to follow up here. Landry, what do you like about cinematic trailers?
Well, I understand people's stance against them, to be honest, but what I think the industry has gone away from in moving away from a lot of the CGI and cinematic trailers is that they just create a lot of boring conferences. And so you're sitting there with like 45 minutes of the same types of games and gameplay, and looking at a game's mechanics doesn't really sell you on it a lot of times. Like, a lot of times if you're looking at gameplay, you need to have that in your hands to actually get the understanding of how it works and everything and how it feels. Yeah. So in my opinion, a cinematic trailer, especially for a narrative game, if there is a narrative involved in the game, can really help to sell consumers on the game, and also can help to give like content creators on YouTube something to speculate on, something to talk about.
Yeah,
that to me is where I don't understand the extreme backlash from CGI trailers from people who are actually a part of the industry, because it should be for them almost like their bread and butter. Like, that's something we can take and expand on and really have a conversation about.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think the flip side of that is sometimes we get carried away where, like, cinematic trailers, we speculate so much that our expectations and assumptions of what the game will be kind of get overblown. I can't think of like examples off the top of my head, but yeah, I could see that being a layer to it. I do feel like the biggest criticism is usually it's like, this game is 5 years away. Like, but I think to your point of like, it might be 5 years away, but now we're kind of like, can be thinking about it for those 5 years. Maybe that feels like a long time. There's something that's still fun about the breadcrumb, even if it's like two or three cinematic trailers in a row without like one a year leading up to a gameplay trailer. But yeah,
that's really my whole argument, is that the breadcrumb trail of trailers is exciting, and also like, you're creating a marketing cycle that is getting your game talked about for a couple weeks at a time, especially if it's like a known IP, if it's something that's like for Halo or, you know, like a Zelda game. And Zelda does this almost every time. Like, they'll release the first trailer like 4 or 5 years out. And then, every E3, it's like, what new information are we going to get? And if we get one, it's suddenly another 2 weeks of, you know, Zelda lore, basically on YouTube. And that for me is really fun. I really enjoy that. So even like the Metroid Prime 4 logo trailer from 2017, like, there was so much conversation around one logo and speculation about what's going on with development. And then we got that announcement about how the development had reset, and still the conversation about Metroid 4 has just never died. So if you're thinking about a company that's creating a product to sell to people, why wouldn't you want to have any kind of press, even if it's kind of negative, like Metroid 4 has been? It's a conversation that people are continuing with.
Sure. And I do think that those like cinematic trailers for an established IP is usually at its best because of like, we still have the gameplay from previous games to go off of. Like, I think the Tears of the Kingdom, like the first glance we got of that when it was known as the sequel to Breath of the Wild, like we had all of Breath of the Wild to visualize and expect. We kind of expected Tears of the Kingdom to be named to be a lot like Breath of the Wild, and lo and behold, it was a lot like Breath of the Wild.
Mechanically, it's quite different, but
like looking at a screenshot of one against the other, there's not like you can spot the differences, but they're fundamentally the same.
Yes.
Which allows, like, really helps us visualize what the game will be like.
Yeah, absolutely.
We mentioned Zelda and Halo. Do you have any other, like, favorite cinematic trailers that come to your mind?
Yeah, so, well, one of the first ones, we kind of mentioned Zelda, but, like, one of the first ones that comes to my mind as something that was thought of as negative, but now is just kind of a cool piece of history, was around the launch of the GameCube. They released this really cool cinematic trailer, I think it was in 2000, of Link fighting Ganon in perfect CGI. Yeah. And it was really dark, and it was like kind of the next evolution of Zelda. And then the next Zelda trailer comes out like 2 years later, and it's Wind Waker, and it's cel shaded, and like everybody just lost their marbles over that. And I remember that being one of the first moments where like I was engaging in online debate and forums and stuff about how I was disappointed with Wind Waker and the cel shading and stuff. But you know, I eventually, when it came out, it didn't really bother me that much. Once the game was in my hands, I was like, this is awesome. But other great trailers that I can think of, Naughty Dog has done some really cool stuff for their narrative games. And I think that's one of the trends for me, is like anything that's got a really heavy narrative focus. I think a CGI trailer is a really great way to get interest. And one of the trailers for The Last of Us Part II that I remember very well was in E3 of maybe it was 2018. And they showed not Ellie and not Joel, but a character that no one had ever seen before. And she's in the woods, and she's kind of like her hands are bound, and she's watching this girl on the ground kind of get messed up by like a group of enemies. And you're just thinking the whole time, like, why are they showing us this? What does this have of any importance? We'd have no idea who these characters are. The graphics look incredible. Like the rain effects and like everything is like very next gen and like stunning to look at. But that launched so much speculation online of like who that girl was, that the whole story was kind of focused around that trailer. And I remember talking to a couple friends about how it might be Ellie's mom. And like, we were so convinced on that. And then the game comes out, and of course it's not Ellie's mom at all. It's like a completely different character. So just, you know, having that moment to speculate though, and to kind of talk about like, what are the hidden clues to who this could be? That was really fun. They did some really great story trailers for the Uncharted series back in the day as well. Then there's another like type of really cool CGI trailer for games that maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with the main story. I think Kojima does this sometimes, where like there was a Death Stranding trailer that was really cinematic and cool with a bunch of actors who didn't have like a huge role in the story maybe, but just seeing like some of that stuff for the first time is really cool, and it builds interest and hype. And then another one that one of my favorite trailers ever is this trailer for the game Dead Island 2. And it came out 9 years before the game came out. It's this really cool idea for a trailer. It has nothing to do really with story, but it's like this guy's taking a jog, and as he's like putting his wristband on, you can see that he's got a bite on his wrist. And so he's just jogging. There's some great music going on. And like in his wake, just zombie apocalypse chaos is going on, and he's completely aloof to it until he himself turns into a zombie. So, you know, there's all kinds of different cool CGI trailers that I remember from years past, but I don't remember anything in the past, you know, couple of years, because so many of these conferences have just been boring. And now we've got like game developers, big ones like Sony and Microsoft being like, we're not going to have CGI trailers at our conference. It's going to be all gameplay. And I'm like, great, strap in for a boring hour and a half. It's just going to be extremely dull.
So I do feel like the Xbox showcase had a good balance of that still. And like the one that's really stuck out to me, and really the game, the only game I remember from that conference now, is South of Midnight, which was a CGI trailer.
That was so cool.
Yeah. And it's like, it told us nothing about the gameplay, but I think there's still something fun of like imagining what the game is like, and like the interview they did alongside with it, where they're describing it a little bit and like trying to match the visuals of CGI to the like what they're describing, and just I'm really intrigued by it. And like that's the one that stuck out to me.
Game did a great job of, or that trailer did a great job of what a CGI trailer is supposed to do, in my opinion. It like gave us an incredible setting, an incredible tone, and a really cool vibe of like music and like Southern Cajun just style. And I'm really, really stoked about that as well. And that's everything a CGI trailer should do. It shouldn't be like the most incredible top of the line graphics, because you know at the end of the day that that may not be able to live up to that standard. Right. But if it can introduce an art style or a tone of a game, then that's where they're successful, in my opinion.
Yes. Introducing a vibe, I feel like, is like the key thing. That
Ghost of Tsushima, for instance, they had some incredible trailers for that leading up to its release. And it was an unknown IP, but it was just like, as soon as you're watching those trailers, it looks like, you know, like a Kurosawa film almost. Just like, you know, samurai awesomeness.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Landry, our time is short, so let's wind down here. But we got to know, what are you playing?
I am playing Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
Oh, nice. Oh, man. I am playing Solar Ash. Well, Landry, thank you again for joining me. Where else are you out on the internet?
I am on Twitter at Soft Iconoclast. I'm actually taking a Twitter break right now, but I'll be there eventually.
Well, yeah. So is Elon calling it X now? I think I'll come back eventually. As will you, hopefully. But thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials at 11.5 minutes. And let us know, do you like CGI trailers? Has this convinced you that they might actually be good? But that's all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.